Glenn Academy Red Terriers Coaches Show with head coach Rocky Hidalgo on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Brought to you by Summit Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Jessup Furniture, Peachtree Pest Control, Golden Isles Pharmacy, Sea Palms Realty, I-95 Toyota, Golden Isles Collision, and by Cunningham Jewelers. And now, here is your host, Bob Black.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Rocky Hidalgo Coaches Show with head coach Rocky Hidalgo coming to you from the plush surroundings of the coach's office at the Glenn Academy Fieldhouse. I'm Bob Black. You're listening to the Bishop Media Sports Network. This segment of the Red Terrace Coaches Show is sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine, Orthopedic Surgery, Peachtree Pest Control, Golden Isles Pharmacy, Sea Palms Realty, Jessup Furniture, Golden Isles Collision, Cunningham Jewelers, and by I-95 Toyota. Now joins the head coach of the Red Terriers, Coach Rocky Hidalgo. What's happening?
How we doing?
Having another lovely day, I hope.
We're working on it, man.
Yeah, working on it. I'm telling you, educating the youth of America has got to be a challenge.
That's right.
Here we go. Had a pretty good night against Bradwell, 41-14 final score. Got 21 in the first, 13 in the second, 7 in the third, and didn't get any in the fourth, but had some JV or some other young guys playing for us in the fourth. Let's just talk about the offensive performance overall Friday night.
You know, we're running the same plays 3 weeks in a row. I think we were 1 week better running them. You know, a lot of that is because just blocking. We're trying to block somebody. You know, our we decimated on the offensive line. We've had, you know, our secondary. We've lost our entire secondary, and so our wide receivers are playing in the secondary. So we've really started over at 8 positions on the offense. So just trying to get some consistency there. I think we were a week better. I think TJ played, was really decisive with the football. I think we're giving him some help up front, so he doesn't have so many people in his lap. You know, obviously Caden ran well, and we've still got some work to do blocking just on the up front and on the perimeter, but, you know, I feel like we're getting better.
Yeah, we mentioned that when we went at halftime, I think we were up, what, 21-14 at half, I believe it was, 21-7 at half.
I think it was 34.
That's right. I don't remember. We were up a pretty good bit, and at the halftime talk, we wanted to start rolling some guys, but you wanted to keep the offensive line in for that reason, yep, for them to get work.
We needed to play. Yeah, we wanted them to play. And so we kept pretty much those starters in the whole third quarter and maybe a little bit of the fourth. I think they started the fourth quarter as well.
Yeah. You got to stay in with the offensive line. You got a freshman up there, Jack Hunt.
Yep.
Yeah, he was pressed into duty.
Yep.
Had injuries, as you said, decimated the offensive line. Jack's not doing a bad job for a freshman to step up there and having to do some stuff against some big old guys.
Yeah, you know, for a kid to go play on the offensive line, that's tough as a ninth grader. And he's – I'll say this about Jack. He hadn't backed down. He hadn't flinched at all. There's a lot of stuff he has to learn how to do. But everything he does hard. He does full speed. He takes coaching. He's going to be a really, really good offensive lineman here when it's all said and done.
Yeah, we talked about him in the first show I think we had when he was pressed in, and just very pleased to see how he's developed up front. Offensively, staying, we started the game with a 12-play, 67-yard drive, which capped by a 3-yard run by TJ. One of the things that I think the offense did all night is we're getting Jaden Drayton involved, yep, a little bit more involved. Had a reverse to him on that first series that, you know, it's a 23-yard reverse. It was a good play for him to get to the outside.
Yeah, you know, we want to get Jaden the football. You know, sometimes, you know, because of what we do, it's not, you know, a lot of people wonder why we don't get it to him more. I mean, sometimes it's just it's dictated what we do is so much as our reads. And so TJ's reading a guy, whether to give it to Jaden on like the power read on the jet or to pitch it to him. And so that's a lot of, you know, dictates whether he's catching the ball or just
need to get it in his hands.
Or running the ball or not, yeah.
Yeah.
So we have some designated plays where we're handing the ball, but sometimes those things are limited based on what the defense does. We have to do what the defense gives. We have to take what the defense gives us. We can't just go out and say we're going to run the jet sweep. If they've got leverage to the field and outside, they've got that defended, we have to go back and do something else. So part of that is limited based on what we can get him, what we can do based on what the defense does. But, we try every week to game plan getting him the ball, 10 to 12 times if possible.
This is the Glenn Academy Coaches Show, the Bishop Media Sports Network with head coach Rocky Hidalgo. I was going to ask you about that, if it was a game plan during the week, or if it was as the game progressed. So it's a little bit of both, I guess.
It is. And you have to look in there and see. Sometimes guys play an overhang, and the jet's not real good because they've got that defended. So we may have to play, be more of an inside zone team that week. Other times, guys might play, four down and be really tight inside conscious on defensively. So we can hand the jet off. And so it's, it's one side on the other. And sometimes you just get in there and you're running a play and you're just ripping people with a play and
you stay with it.
Yeah, you stick with it.
If it ain't broke, don't fix it.
That's it.
Yeah. Stats for the night, you really had three guys that carried the load offensively. TJ had 12 carries for 73 yards. Caden had 8 carries for 77 yards, and as we mentioned, Jaden Drayton had 6 carries for 74 yards.
Yep.
So it was spread out pretty evenly, and I really like to see TJ get that ball on the corner, as you mentioned, pitching to Jaden. The timing was perfect.
Yeah, and that's all about what the defense gives us, and we've got to do a better job of blocking out though on perimeter. I think we were a little better, but we still have a long way to go. We're playing three freshmen. One of them is wide receiver David Prince. He's doing a good job for us for a ninth grader. But again, ninth graders, they make mistakes. They're learning what to do and how to do it. And so, there are times he's out there and he's just like a big old baby duck out there just trying to find his way sometimes. But, man, he's super talented. He's caught another pass Friday night.
Catch, yep.
He's a great kid, a hard worker, and he's going to get it. And every rep he gets, he gets better and better and better.
Yeah, I was going to mention two of the wide receivers out there. You got David Prince, who's a freshman, and you got the junior Connor Lovelace, who's developing well as we get on down the year as well.
Yeah, he's done. Connor's a good kid. He's a hard worker. He's a nice job. He's got to get more physical. He's got to get stronger and become a better blocker out there. But we like his play and he keeps improving. And we just got to keep. There are no more players that are going to show up. We're not going to look around and go, oh, there's another DJ Dallas that's been sitting on the sidelines this whole time and you guys haven't been playing. Let's put him in there. It doesn't work that way. So these are the kids we have. And we'd started a season where we had a lot of seniors that were playing with it. We have less seniors playing right now. We have a lot of young guys. The bad news is they're going to make some mistakes here or there. But the good news is they're going to vastly improve over the next few weeks. And all that experience is going to pay dividends in the playoffs and next year.
Yeah, let's talk about that just a minute. You have no goal of going undefeated or no, dream of going undefeated. You like to play these early games and find out, move some people around, find out what's going on and who needs to be where. And that seems to be unfolding for us as we go into down the stretch here in region play.
Yeah, look, I try to win every game, but, the fact of the matter is it's some of those teams are really good and it's really tough games. And, we don't have – Glenn Academy, we're not blessed with, and never have, even when we played in the state championship game, we weren't blessed with, 12 or 13 Division I players on the roster like some of these teams that we play and beat. We're blessed with good high school football players, but, we don't have five guys up front that are 300 pounds, and we don't have defensive linemen that are 6'3", 300 pounds playing the nose. We just don't have a lot of those guys. So, we have to play. Our execution has got to be really good. I think we have a really good coaching staff. We keep pushing our kids. And so, we may have limits on some of our talent, but I think our kids play really hard. I think they work their tail off to do the things their coach do. And as our execution improves, our football improves. I'm a big believer that mismatches don't beat you, mistakes do. We can eliminate the mistakes. We have a chance to beat anybody. That's what we're coaching. That's where we're headed, trying to get better every week. I think you have to focus on yourself and be inside oriented and keep trying to improve every week.
All right, let's take our first break on the night. More to come on the Red Terrace Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, these words from our sponsors.
You love the game? but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons will design a treatment plan just for you, so you can get back in the game quickly and safely. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to schedule your appointment.
It's that time again. Time to support your Glen Academy Red Terriers. Peachtree Pest Control is a proud supporter of high school athletics in Glen County and a proud sponsor of the Glen Academy Red Terrier Show. And remember, we are here for all of your pest control needs. Check us out at PeachtreePest.com or give us a call at 855-3-PEACHTREE. And let's go, Terriers! The friendly staff at Golden Isles Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. Conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama, accepts most insurances, hassle-free transfers, and online transfers. Free same-day delivery to St. Simons in Brunswick, so experience the difference for yourself. GoldenIslesPharmacy.com, 912-266-8140. Golden Isles Pharmacy is a proud supporter of Glen County Athletics. Let's go, Terriers!
All the best furniture brands at the best prices. Jessup Furniture, Ashley, Liberty, Hooker Furniture, Southern Motion, Coastal Living by Universal. Jessup Furniture has it all. Living room, dining room, home office, and even outdoor furniture. Best service, largest selection, and the absolute best prices in Southeast Georgia. Located on Scranton Road, 267-1897. Low prices, quality furniture, friendly staff. Jessup Furniture.
Okay, welcome back to the Glen Academy Coaches Show. It's Head Coach Rocky Hidalgo coming to you on the Bishop Media Sports Network from the coach's office in the field house at Glen Academy. This segment brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Peachtree Pest Control, Cunningham Jewelers, and by Golden Isles Pharmacy. All right, Coach, staying with the offense, you had a few more drives in that first half that, you know, as we've already talked and were impressive, you had a six-play 52-yard drive. Third drive was a five-play, 60-yard drive, capped off by a 33-yard run by Hutchison. And then the fourth drive, you had three-play, 53-yard. This was the double pass that we threw to the dude.
Yep.
Okay, and the dude, that was DeMarion Hayes, who's a senior multi-purpose guy, I guess. Yep. To Ryan Say, who we've called the dude on here on several times. And after he made the catch, he made a dude move.
Yeah.
You know, he put the ball in one hand, palmed it, and then pushed the defender off of him and went on in for the score. And that was a typical Ryan Say type of play.
Yeah, he's Ryan. People don't understand how good a player he is. He's as good a player as we have on the team and probably as good a player as that's in the region. And, you know, he's playing Sniffer for us. Sniffer is our kind of tight end slash fullback hybrid position. But he also plays linebacker, and as good as he is on offense, he's probably even better on defense. And you'll see more of him on defense because he can get downhill and crush some dudes with the football.
Yeah, on that particular play, like I said, it was just a heck of a play by Ryan. He also, as you said, playing defense, and he was, you know, he had six tackles and three assists defensively on the night, and you know, yep. he's just all over the field. I talked about the halftime, what we mentioned, keeping the offensive line, and in the second half, we started rolling guys.
Yep.
You know, started third quarter, I think we started rolling some guys, not yep. on the offensive line, but and overall, I guess you got to be happy with their performance as well, yeah. getting in game situations.
You know, anytime you get a chance, those guys are out. You know, and they're out at practice. They're doing your scout teams, and have to get a chance to get them on the field, an opportunity to get them on the field to play some is really important to me, because those guys at practice, we can't do this without those guys at practice, and you know, they're out there busting their hump, and every day at practice, and you know,
it's difficult to keep them motivated.
It is, for a chance to do those things, and we can't have. We can't not have them out there. If you don't have them out there, we can't practice. And so to reward those guys with a chance to get on the field on Friday nights, and some of those guys are going to be playing for us, you know, next year and for the next few years. So it was fun to have a chance to have them out there.
Yeah, while we were on, you know, the offense and Ryan Say in particular, I've got to mention the 71-yard run he had on TJ's fumble.
Yeah.
TJ was trying to get some extra yards. He spun out, got stripped. Ball goes about 5 yards backwards. Ryan one-hands it, picks it up, turns to the right, and goes 71 yards to the three-ish to set up another score.
Yeah, he palmed that ball like a grizzly bear palming a salmon out of the river.
Yeah.
And just reached down, snatched it up, and took off with it. And I mean, he's a special athlete. He's a really good player. And people probably don't realize because you don't hear his name as much.
Nah.
He's not the quarterback. He's not the running back. But, man, he's as good a player as we have on the team. And, like I said, as good as anybody in the region.
Yeah, absolutely. He's just a blue-collar guy that goes to work and goes to work with a good attitude. And, as you said earlier in the show, rips your face off when he gets there.
Yep.
So it's pretty impressive to see the kid work. You're listening to the Red Terror Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. All right, Coach, we'll flip over to the defensive side of the ball. Held him to, I guess, about 280 total yards, somewhere in that area, 43 passing and 237 rushing. And really, a guy that came up and I think he was a defensive player of the game, had six tackles and one assist, and that's Trey Concepcion that played. And that was his first start on the defensive side of the ball.
Yeah, playing for, Cameron Joseph, who's out with a high ankle sprain, and Trey's a kid. He's a junior, and he was a kid that last year we thought was going to play some for us last year. And he had a knee injury, missed the majority of the season last year. By the time he came back, he played a few snaps on the JV and practiced with us. But he's a talented kid, and he's a physical kid. He'll come down the hill and hit you. A lot of stuff to learn, but he got downhill and fitted against the run really well. I'm proud of the way he went out and played.
Yeah, you mentioned Cameron Joseph. This and a surprise. I was looking at the stats here. Cameron's the second leading tackler on the team with 29 tackles and 14 assists, and hadn't played in two games. What's his status?
Well, really and truly, got probably another week or so. Hopefully, we'll get him back maybe for Richmond Hill. And he's a heady little player. I mean, Cameron, he's not real big, and people always kind of look at him like, they think of it as a weakness, but man, he's a hard worker. He does what he has to do to be successful.
Yeah.
Hopefully he'll kind of get healed up and start moving around here in the next week or so.
Is there any status on him? I mean,
his high ankle sprain is kind of day to day. He tried to practice yesterday, wasn't able to practice. We're going to shut him down this week, and hopefully next week he'll be able to get out there and move around and so.
Okay. Well, luckily South Effingham is in a kind of a stagnant point right now in their program. We'll talk about them in a bit. I think one of the disappointing things on the night, Coach, had to be the fake punt that they scored on. It looked like you were lined up. Everybody was on the kind of the right side. What was your punt call there?
We felt like we could block a punt. We were trying to line up on our block, and even with our block, we had four guys that were playing fake. But we missed a line, so we had somebody on the wrong side, and then we missed two tackles. And honestly, you got four guys playing fake, and one guy's lined up in the wrong spot. Two of them missed tackles. There's only one more guy back there, and we hope in that situation, I told Snooty you got to get that guy down. You got to figure out a way to get him on the ground. But it is what it is, and hopefully we'll kind of get better with that. Got to get lined up is the first thing, and that we left almost three hats uncovered in there because of that, and it gave him a lot of room to work.
Yeah, you mentioned the missed tackle. It also looked like we had a few poor angles coming in from the outside. It's something you teach is go where they're going, not where they are, and we fell in behind them pretty bad. So final score there was 41-14. I think they scored late in the game on the JV, and that was fine.
Yeah.
As you said, we had to get some guys some work in there.
A lot of people kind of get in, they want to preserve shutouts and preserve those things. I don't get into the statistics on it too much, and the reason I don't do that is because, I don't want to lose a good player in a game that's, 41-7, and you lose a really good player.
We don't have them to lose.
Well, even if you do have them to lose, you lose a good player. We lost Marlon Taylor in a game that we're beating the eyes out of somebody late in the game, and in that game, that losing Marlon probably cost us a chance to beat Valdosta, because Marlon was such a great player, disruptive. He was a kid that had 17 sacks. there are probably 5-6 times in the game where he changes the game with pressure on the quarterback. And, you know, we just have to be cognizant of that.
Okay, take another break. We'll be right back to the Glenn Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Rocky Hidalgo on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
When playing on any field, you need a team of professionals behind you to assist with the win. C-Palms Coastal Realty totally gets this and has the team to get it done. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting, C-Palms Coastal Realty's team is undefeated. Stop by our St. Simons Island office located in C-Palms Resort or call us 912-638-6660, and you can always find us online at cpalmscoastalrealty.com. Golden Isles Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golden Isles Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82 next to J&J Tire, 912-263-4422. Golden Isles Collision Center, friendly, honest service. Despite of everything, the world keeps spinning. Weddings are still being planned, anniversaries are still coming up, babies are still being born, and Cunningham Jewelers is still here to help you. Whether it's taking care of your graduate this summer, a special gift for that special someone, finding mom the perfect gift, telling dad thank you for everything, Cunningham Jewelers has you covered no matter what and no matter your budget. CunninghamJewelers.com, also on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest. It's time to get yourself into the awesome new ride you deserve. The place to do that is I-95 Toyota. 2021 Camrys, Corollas, explore with a brand new RAV4, get rugged with a brand new Tundra, or take a look at I-95 Toyota's huge pre-owned inventory. I-95 Toyota is the home of the 20-year, 200,000-mile warranty, free car washes, and oil changes for life. I-95Toyota.com or 866-590-3461. And let's go Terriers!
Okay, welcome back to the Glenn Academy Red Terrier Coaches Show with Head Coach Rocky Hidalgo and the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Bob Black. This segment is brought to you by I-95 Toyota, C-Palms Realty, Jessup Furniture, and by Golden Isles Collision. We've been joined in the coach's office by two of the coach's sons. We got Pete Irby, and what's your name?
Cooper.
Oh, Cooper Hidalgo. I'm sorry. Yeah, Cooper Hidalgo is going to sit in and listen up. Coach, let's talk about F&M a little bit, starting out with their offense. Watching films, they're kind of all over the place. I know they're hurting. I know they've got some guys that are down with injuries as well. Tell me what the offense looks like and what you expect to see. What you expect to see.
Well, you know, South they've lost their starting quarterback and two backups to injury. So they're kind of down a little bit now. You know, there's talk that their starter may be back this week. If he's going to be back or not, I don't know. We can't plan for that. So what they've done is, and look, man, you still have to play football. So they've kind of tried to adapt best they can. So what they've done is they've put their best athlete back there, and they're running the single wing back there, and they're just trying to put some people plays in there, get some guys, a lot of guys, at the point of attack, let him find a crease and go make a play. And you know, it's kind of scary because they get in and it's tough to get negative plays against them.
It's kind of like a scrum.
That's it. It's a scrum, and they get like 2 or 3 yards and 2 or 3 yards, and then they're going for it on 3rd and 2, and they move the chains and they eat up clock.
Right.
And so we're not very big up front on the offense in our front. So it's one of those things that's a little scary because of what they do, and we don't want to get in a situation where they're kind of pushing us around and just eating the clock. Mm-hmm. I think a game like this, every possession is gonna matter and count when we get on the field.
Yeah. I got you. There was couple of years ago, we played in Statesboro, and they ran that old wishbone, and mm-hmm. we were actually having to cut the defensive lineman. Offensive lineman. Is there any type of do we have a stunt? Or do we have any plans of maybe having to cut some guys to get them down to stop that scrum?
We hope we don't have to cut them. I mean, obviously, you play good technique, we get double teamed, you can kind of you know, throw your hips in and make a pile to restrict the amount of movement. The big thing is you can't get push. So
right.
we're hoping our guys go in there and get their pad level low and play hard. And we get in and we get some push up front and create some penetration and get some negative plays. But it's really tough about with what they do because they get foot to foot, shoulder to shoulder. They gap everybody down and kick the guy on the line of scrimmage out. And I mean, against Brunswick, they kept the ball the whole first quarter.
Yeah, I was going to mention that.
Yep, and so you just got to – when you get the ball, you got to make it count. You got to drive down and score them.
Yeah, we've been rolling defensive linemen all year. You know, you've got certain groups you roll in, roll out. Any group you put together for this scrum type of – I mean, I think you got some guys you put in on running plays and some other guys that are pass rushing a little better. Have you found the combination there that's going to help with Effingham?
You know, we hope all of them can get in there and compete and do it, and that's really what we want them to do. And so we'll kind of get out there and see who's having a good night and who's not having a good night. We do have groups that we – you know, that we might put in on first down versus groups we have on third down, guys with a little more foot speed. But, you know, I feel like all of our guys will be able to get in there and compete Friday night, regardless of whatever they do.
Yeah, probably don't expect a lot of passing. I mean, they're on the year, they're 7 for 16 for 43 yards. So I believe that was correct on my stats there. That's max preps,
yep.
So take it for what it's worth. On the defensive side of the ball, looks like they run a – I guess it's a four-man front. Sometimes
it's
I've seen they have
eight-man front. Yeah,
have their five techniques up.
Yeah.
Sometimes,
if they're playing over a tight end or if they're three-man surface, they'll be in a standing six technique. Yep, that's kind of old school. People used to run that back. Like when I first got into coaching high school, you saw that a bunch.
Yeah.
Guys would play 4-3 or 4-4 with a stand-up six technique. You don't see a whole bunch of it nowadays, but even you do sometimes with guys who are 3-4 reduce the front. So it's a little different, but it's effective so long as you got the right guy there standing over that tight end.
Gotcha.
Yep.
This is Glenn Academy's Coach's Show with Rocky Adago and the Bishop Media Sports Network. All right, let's talk about we just talked about the defense, I'm sorry, but let's just go play ball and do what we need to do to get the win for the region win. Let's talk about the program right now and difficulty keeping scheduled games up because of shortages. We've had to bring freshmen up to the scout team to help out. We had to bring JV. This week we're combining the teams and going to Camden.
Yeah, that's correct. And it's a lot of people are having the same issues. You know, we have our issues really offensive linemen. We have some injuries on the offensive line, and we have some guys who aren't playing right now because of COVID. We have we have three kids in our sophomore class that we feel like are pretty good linemen that are sitting home because of their online instruction because of COVID, and they live with grandparents in their homes and stuff like that, and they didn't want to risk infection. And I'm not going to fault those kids for that. I mean, you got to do what's best. If you got a 70-year-old grandparent in your house, you need to take precautions,
right?
So that's just been a funky year, just like for everybody, and there are a lot of people that are in the same boat. When I talk to coaches, just scrambling to put together two full groups has been really hard with a lot of teams.
How's practice been?
It's been good. I think our kids got a good attitude. We're working hard. I like our tempo to be a little better, but it's hard to practice with great tempo when you're also learning what to do and how to do things. And we got a lot of guys that are just, man, immersed, just thinking about focusing on what to do. It's hard to learn what to do. When they get comfortable, they start to play fast. So that's why we're not changing things up a whole bunch. We're hoping that over the next few weeks, our kids will start to play fast, to really, really get comfortable with what we're doing and really compete on Friday nights.
It's almost a situation like I tell the linebackers, don't think, react.
Yep.
You know, and right now we're thinking.
Yeah.
And when we're having the thinking, it slows the game down.
It does. It does.
It really does.
The old adage, you think, you stink, and that's really what it comes down to. And the kids are just, they're doing the best they can. There's a lot of guys that have been thrown out there that we thought were going to be backups and JV players this year that are out there playing. And, it's the nature of 2020. So the Red Terriers are going to make the best of it. We're going to own the back half of this season and get in the playoffs and get ready to go and knock some people around.
Golf tournament still on?
Yes, sir. Monday at Brunswick Country Club. We'll be teeing up some golf balls and raising some money for Glenn Academy football.
Okay. Before we get out of here, Pete Irby, son of the quarterback coach. Pete Irby. You're Pete Irby Jr. You got anything to say about the Terriers?
Go Terriers.
You got to say it louder.
Go Terriers.
All right. How about you, knucklehead? What you got to say?
Shit my name.
Oh, Cooper, how about you? You got anything to say about the Red Terriers?
Yeah.
You ain't got time to think about it now. You got to say it.
Come on. Go Terriers.
Go Terriers. There you go. All right, that's going to do it for this week's edition of the Coach Rocky Hidalgo Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. We appreciate you tuning in. Go Terriers. Come get me, Mother. I'm through.